Okay, we're up to Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. It's on page Reish Nun Tes. It's three pages into the handout. Third page of the handout, page Reish Nun Tes, Halacha Yud Beis. The Bircha Shechyanu Shel Yoim Yichavnu Gam Al Mitzvahs Mishloach Monos Umatonos Lo Avyonim V'sudas Purim. When the Baal Kriya recites the Bircha Shechyanu, they usually announce this, a good Gabbai will announce this, that everyone should have kavanah to be yotzei with the bracha of Shechyanu, not just the Megillah, but all of the mitzvahs of the day, which includes Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lo'evyonim, and Su'udas Purim. Normally you don't make a bracha on tzedakah. That's not a good thing to do. You don't want to make the ani feel bad that you're giving him tzedakah. But here, since already we're making the bracha Shechyanu, so you can mechav that it's going for that mitzvah as well. Some say not. Some say that when you make the Shechyanu, you should not think about matanos levyonim. It's not a simcha. It's not a simcha that there are evyonim, even though it's a reality. Ki lo yechtal evyon mikeref haaretz. It's not something that you say b'simcha. Shechyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. It's come a time in the year where I can have simcha. Normally, Shechyanu, according to most opinions, is said with great simcha. You don't have simcha that other people have problems and you're going to solve their problems by giving them stock. That's not a very, very proper mahalach in life. So this, what he says over here, is indeed very controversial, that he's telling you to be mechavid for the Shechyanu, for the matanos levyonim as well. Halacha yud gimel. Hakorias and Megillah tzoch lechavin lechoytzi es kol hashayimim. The Baal Kriya has to have kavanah to be moitzi all the people that are listening. V'gama shmeh tzoch lechavin lechoytzeis. The people that are listening have to have kavanah to be yotzev l'shmoa kol teva v'teva. The ikur mitzvah is to read the Megillah. Asher kedashanu b'mitzvot tzvanu al mikra Megillah. To read the Megillah. If you are not reading the Megillah, you are listening to the Megillah. You yotzev with shaymeya ko'ine. It's not ideal. The mitzvah is not to listen shofar. The mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. There, the mitzvah is not to blow the shofar. Ideally, you should be listening, not blowing. When it comes to Megillah, the ideal thing is to be leaning the Megillah. If you can't lean, you have kavanah to list every single word. Shafilu imrak, and even if you're missing shafilu imrak, teva achas loy shama. When the tzibor is banging and making commotion when he says the word haman, he has to wait until the storm subsides. And then he can continue some balikriya. They repeat the word haman a second time in order to make sure everyone heard the word haman. You can say each word b'lachash. Over here, he's saying a very big chiddush. Not everyone agrees with this halacha. Many places can advise against this, but he says over here that the ideal thing is to read along with the Baal Kriya. If you have a kosher Megillah, you can read along word by word. That's not ideal according to many places, because the average person who's not a Baal Kriya does not know how to read it. There are many words that are very tricky. There are tricky words. Unless you have practiced quite a bit, you're going to make a mistake. So if you're going to be reading it along with him, you're not going to be listening to how he pronounces the word, and usually the Baal Kriya will pronounce it correctly, and a person that has the Megillah without the Nekudos will not pronounce it correctly, and there will be a Shiloh, which one were you really listening, were you really Yotzeh? The reason why he would read along is just in case he missed a word, he'll be able to hear it, he'll read it himself. A wise woman, shemedes beezras nashim, im efshar ma tov liyos to megillah kasheira likros mitaycha. If a woman can have her own kosher megillah, it would be ideal. Kisham kosher l'shmoya. In the Ezras Nashim, it's usually harder to hear the Megillah. The Anashim Chayavah is Kemo Hanashim. Women are Chayiv like men. Im leikitch. No, so he's saying here that ideally you should use a cloth. Just the opposite. Here he says, ideally, you should use a cloth, but in addition to using a cloth, you also should say Mila B'Mila with the Baal Kriya. As the Baal Kriya reads, you should read along silently with the Baal Kriya. From the cloth. But the problem is, if you're going to be reading along with him Mila B'Mila from your cloth, and you are not an expert in reading the Megillah, you may pronounce the word incorrectly. And then there will be a question, were you really listening to the Baal Kriya, or were you listening to yourself, being Yotze with what you're saying? And if what you're saying, you weren't Yotze in some situations, because the word that you said is not the correct word. So therefore, it would be ideal just to follow along with the Klaf and listen to the Baal Kriya. And in the event there is one or two words that you didn't hear clearly because there was a noise, someone sneezed, and you missed that particular word, so that particular word which you did not hear, you can say from the Megillah, the Megillah with the Klaf. And the truth is, if you don't have a Klaf, you can also do the Chumash. The Mishnah Berurah says you can do the same thing, since it's not the majority. If you're listening to about, you're missing one word and you didn't hear that one word, if you have in front of you a Chumash, even not a Klaf, you also can fill in the missing word by reading the word from a Chumash. The combination of the fact that the Baal Kari is reading from the Megillah, and you're reading and you're going to say the word that's missing from a Chumash would be sufficient. It's not as good as reading that word from a kosher Megillah that you have in front of you, but if you don't have a kosher Megillah, it would be okay also to read the word that you're missing from the Klaf itself. Again, he over here is advising that if you have a kosher Megillah, you should read along Mila B'Mila, but not all the posts can agree. Like we said, number one, you may read the wrong word. Number two is you're going to disturb other people. If you're going to read along very quietly, you think you're very quiet. But believe me, the guy next to you doesn't think you're so quiet. And that way you are disturbing him, and that is not so simple. Now also he says that women also, if they have a kosher Megillah, it would be good for them to take the kosher Megillah with them to the Beis HaKnesses and to read and to listen and to read along, or at least to say the words that they did not hear clearly. Halacha Yudalit. Hakoreit Sarech Sheyoymar Es Aseres.
Her Megillah could be written by a woman.
I'm not so sure. Woman, I don't remember. Could a woman write a Megillah?
Her, it's kosher.
I don't. Why? No, I don't think so.
Because if you want to say it's not kosher,
Lishmoya. All right, that's a different. Yeah, it says a Shulchan Aruch. Yoreday, it says exactly what halacha is. I think it says that a woman cannot write a Megillah. That's a halacha and Shulchan Aruch. A woman can write a Megillah. Yudal Hakorei Tzorich Shiyomar Es Aseres Bnei Haman Vegam Tevis Aseres Hakol B'Nashim Achas. The one who reads the Megillah. This is different than Hagim. But here is the one that reads the Megillah should say the Aseres. And the word Aseres B'Nashim Achas. They all died at the same moment. Loidia Shekulam Nergu B'Nidlukech. They all executed in one moment. Three words in the previous column. Chamesh Meos Ish V'Eis. Parshandos V'Eis Talf V'Eis Aspos V'Eis. I forgot it already. Peros V'Eis Adal V'Eis Aridos V'Eis Parmash V'Eis Arida V'Eis Arida V'Eis V'Aizosa Aseres B'Nei Hamon. And everyone starts to clap. B'diavad, if the Baal Kriya does not make it, and he's mafsik, it's okay. Okay, he says that this should not be done. Everything he says, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, there are a lot of minhagim. But here he says that the people should not read along. You cannot be Yoytze Shemea Koine in a Shimachas. You can be Yoytze Shemea Koine, the words of the Megillah, but you cannot be Yoytze Nishim Achas. His breathing is not going to help your breathing. Therefore, the minig is that everyone should say the Aseres B'nei Haman, Gesundheit should say the Aseres B'nei Haman on their own. And the only problem is that the Baal Kori has to wait for them. In the good shuls, the Baal Kri, who know what they're doing, they come to, before they come to, right before they come to Chamesh Meos Ish, they pause, and everyone says it by themselves, Chamesh Meos Ish, you hear everyone mumbling, and you give them 20 seconds to say the Aseres B'nei Haman Ben Shima Achas, and then, when it's perfectly quiet, then the Baal Kriya, he says the Aseres B'nei Haman Ben Shima Achas, loud and clear for everyone to be Yotze with the letting of the Megillah. The Baal Kriya, who are inexperienced, they don't give them time. They just a Chamesh Meos Ish, and they just rattle right through it, and the people are not, and people on their own immediately start saying it by themselves, and no one, nothing, it's no good for no one, because no one is listening to the Baal Kriya. Sometimes, I even seen one place with the Baal Kriya, he says it quietly. I was shocked. He said it in an undertone. People, you're saying it yourself, you say it yourself, I'll say it myself, and you'll say it yourself. Yeah. That's certainly no good. So people are saying it themselves, and the Baal Kriya is saying it low. The people who say it themselves, they're not even saying the right words, they didn't have practice, they don't even know how to pronounce their service B'nei Haman, and they're not hearing it from a kosher Megillah, and the Baal Kriya is not saying it loud enough for everyone to hear, and they also can't concentrate when they're saying it themselves. So therefore, it became the minug, l'chatchila, not people should just be quiet. In fact, they once stopped in a place where they actually announced that here the custom is the Tzibur does not say the Aseres B'nei Haman. Just keep quiet. Keep quiet and let the Balakriya go straight. But in most places that I've been, the Balakriya stops. The people on their own, they say it to themselves. And when everyone is finished, then the Balakriya repeats it. So here he says, "Ein nochen ella hakori levad yoimreim v'yakol yishmut shalisten kamo kol hamagila kisha oimer." And we're not makbid on neshima achas, even though in Echanami you cannot be yoytze, you cannot be moitze someone else's neshima achas. We're not makbid on this. It's only a minuk, and this minuk does not need to be done by every person individually. Next, kisha oimer hakori belayla hahu nadudosh nas hamelech yagbi hakoloi. The Baal Kriya should raise his voice. Kisham maschil ikar hanes. Duchshoymer who igeres hazos yinanea es hamegillah. When you read the words who igeres says as the end of the megillah, he should wave. He should pick up the cloth and shake it to show that this is who igeres hazos. When you come to balayla who nodu dashnas hamelech, that's the old. Every time it says in the megillah the word hamelech, and sometimes it says hamelech achashverosh, and sometimes it says hamelech. Every time it says the word hamelech without achashverosh, it's a remes to the melech malchi hamlochim hakadosh baruch hu, and the only one that the Gemara explicitly says refers to the Melech Malchim Lochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Melech in Balayla Hahu Nodido Shnas HaMelech HaKaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sleeping in our Golas because we did Averos and we were in Golas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there was a degree of Hester Panim. At that moment in time the Hester Panim came to an end. Nidodoy Shnosoy, the sleep Shel Melech Malchim Lochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In some places they sing that HaMelech in the nigun of Hamelech of the Yomim Noraim before Baruch Hu, Hamelech, in order to allude to remind the Olam of this Gemara that this Melech refers specifically to the Melech Malchi Hamlochim Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
I leave you for 1 minute, and look what happens.
I went to sleep. What look what happened? Just for a minute.
That's all I have to leave you. If I'm not here for 1 second, look what happens.
Yep. Okay, let's go back to the previous page. Ois tes lahaitzi eskol hashoymim ein b'shulchan aruch d'cheresh shayte v'katan ein amoytzi achem cheresh shayte v'katan cannot be the Baal Kriya. Even a katan may not be the Baal Kriya. Uve be'er heite v'mishne bura heviu das habach uve kamachroinim imoy d'b'di'evet hashoymim imenu yotza b'di'evet. If you do hear the Megillah from a cheresh shayte v'katan yotza uve shari tshuva v'kosav the gam l'das ha'shulchan aruch de'inu moitzi hudavka k'shem shomei klal. Only he doesn't hear at all. But if he hears a little bit lafuke imhu shmei k'shemedarim lo b'kol rum, if they talked and they very loud, then he can hear. Oz gam im kara b'kol beinoni. Even though when he leaned the Megillah, he cannot hear what he was leaning because he leaned in a voice and in a volume that his own ears do not hear. So it's not nishma to his own ears. It's okay. B'diavad, since if he would scream, he would hear his own voice. B'diavad, it's called a valid kriya. Gam kara cherish. But a katan is another shayla. A katan is also another big machlokes. A katan can be moitzi because Mikra Megillah according to many is only mid rabbanan. Katan is chayv and chinuch mid rabbanan. So maybe for din rabbanan, katan can be yaitzi. Look, it's no different than maftir. Maftir is also a din rabbanan, and we allow katan to be oil maftir. So the same way a katan can be oil maftir, why should Megillah be any different? So indeed, some places can hold that a katan and b'diavad can be moitzi an adult mikra Megillah. It's very rare to find a child that is a mumcha in laning the Megillah. It's hard to find an adult that's a mumcha in laning the Megillah. Certainly to find a child that's a mumcha in the Megillah, but if you do find a child, there are different opinions. B'diavad, if you can be yotze, you can make a bracha. Let's say he already heard the Megillah, and now he wants to make a bracha. A woman is better, definitely better. A woman definitely can, for her own, there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The first Shulchan Aruch. Second opinion says that she cannot, because her mitzvah is lishmoya, and a man's mitzvah is mikra. Other opinions say, no, a woman's also a din of mikra. A woman is also called mikra, and a woman can be moitze, afhin ha'i v'aisanes. They have the same obligation, and they can be moitze. A man, the only problem is it's not a kav for the tzibah for a woman to be moitze men. So 10 men in the pub shul not, but a woman for other women it certainly is okay, and a woman for men, her own family is also okay. There is no breach of tznius in that inyan either. Next, gam kain.
Kol isha.
So in echanami, the poskim say she should not lay with the trop. That's what I saw in Rav Tezner. He writes that a woman, when she laints for men that are not that are not in her family, immediate family, her husband doesn't matter. That's not called isha or children or siblings. That's perfectly fine. But let's say she wants to lain for a neighbor or whatever. So then lichatchila, it all depends on how nice her voice is. Lichatchila, she has a nice voice. In Echnami, it's a shaila. So the solution is she should not lain it with the nigun. Just lain. Just to like a telemarketer, read the script. All right, let's go further. Shu atzma
lo. That Gil is more common than Kriyas Torah. Like Kriyas Torah, if you miss a word,
it's a takon. It's halal. Halal. It's a special takon. Chazal m'sakin yachlin every single word. This is special takon. So let's go further. Gama shu atzma lo shem Hashem. Next, the im yoytz in the last paragraph, the im yoytz in kriyas megil b'mishshomea be. I don't know what this word is.
The kvedus,
the difficulty. Beli mechune. I think it's the next word. Beli. What? Beli kli mechune without any hearing aid. Shatola beozno yesh leimar. I feel that's a shulchanach. Kevon shemeh miksas kashavdam le bekol bekol rom yoytzim nechavasam. It's also okay. So b'diavad it's okay. The im eino shemeh klal. Kli beli mechuna without the hearing aid. Oz ledas vachrayim hanal yoytzim ledas shochanoch nami evshalem ashiyetzim vuhu lufi mashakosav behalchus katanos deshmiya al yidei dover acher shma shmiya. It's okay b'diavad. L'chenifor cheresh she'enoy shomeya rak al yidei kli mechune chayiv l'shmoya ve'ayin le'el. A person rachman l'tzlan that has hard of hearing is mechuyif to listen to the Megillah, and he b'diavad can be might see someone else with his reading of the Megillah. The ayin p'megadim the sum. A blind person or a person who is a deaf mute, an elaim is someone who can't speak. He can hear. The other way, he can hear, but he cannot speak. Is also chayiv to lain the Megillah because of persumei nisa. Okay, halacha yud umabablim hakos haman. Babalim to listen to the Megillah. He can't say the Megillah, but he can listen to the Megillah persumei nisa. This is a new factor which we add into the real reading of this Megillah. Okay, now we come to Hakos Haman. No, that's not called reading. That's reading is only when it's audible. And that's not called a braille. Umababalim Hakos Haman. How many Hamans are there?
The difference. If you have a braille Megillah,
yes.
Reading from a braille Megillah.
Charenat, that's not called Iksa. You want to say B'chol Lashon. The Megillah can be written B'chol Lashon, such a thing. You want to say if you write it B'chol Lashon, it's not D'yoy, it has to at least be written B'dyoy. So you have Brill. I never heard such a thing. I don't know.
Like dots.
You have dots. It's a different type of script. It's a script, and you'll
talked about Lin Yashavas, that it's a receiver, you know, even though it's.
Because then you don't need. So Megillah can be written b'chol lashon. You can write a Megillah in French, but it has to be written on klaf with d'yoy in French, in English. You can write a Megillah with d'yoy on klaf in English. Problem is, we don't know the translation. We have to transliterate. Maybe if you transliterate it, that would be an option. I don't know the answer. Maybe it's possible. Theoretically, it sounds like there is a possibility, but I don't know the answer. Now we go to Haman. How many Hamans are there in the Megillah? 54. 54 Hamans in the Megillah. There are how many parshas in the Torah? 54. The Zohar says there are 53. It's a kasha of the Zohar. There are 50 gan. What? There's a lot of answers. The Zohar famous are they are gan. Gan is the garden. They are gan parshios. It's a thing, the fact that it's a sefer called the Sefer Hagan. It was written by a Rishon. I know someone who did the manuscript, Sefer Hagan. They're Gan Parshios, but they're really 54 Parshios. It's a Hashkacha. There are 54 Hamans in the Megillah. How many words are there in Yishtabach? Anyone count Yishtabach? 53 words in Yishtabach. 53 words. What? Amen, what? What do you mean Yishtab? What do you mean? After Pesukei de Zimra. Oh, so that's 54. When you say Amen is the 54. Okay. That makes it 54. Okay, it could be.
Yeah, a lot of other words.
Okay, but Yishtabach, the basic Nusach and Nusach Ashkenaz, there are 53 words. I think there are 53 Vavs in Kriya Shema. Next time we say Kriya Shema, count. Shema Yisrael, V'ohavta, Eitz Hashem Lecha, B'chol Levavcha, U'v'chol Nafshcha, U'v'chol Medecha, V'hoyu. I think there are also 53. 53 is a very holy number. It's a very holy number in Chazal, God, and there is some significance that in the Megillah there are 54 Hamans. It's a lot of clapping. What? I don't know.
53
in the Megillah. 53 is Gan. Gan. In the Megillah there are 54 Hamans. Now, by the way, some people, some shuls, they have akpada not to clap all of the Hamans. So it says, right, Tezner, he writes that a shul that wants to abolish the minug, of course you're not allowed to abolish the minug, you can't take away an old minug, but you should do it at least 3 times. Any minug toiva, Chazal always use this terminology that a minug, an hanhaga toiva, you do 3 times. And the 3 times are the first, the last, and the middle, and they all have in common, it's Haman ben Hamidasa Ho'agogi. Most of the times it's just Haman. Here is the full name, Haman ben Hamidasa Ho'agogi. Yeah.
Many years ago, I definitely assumed it. They permitted the banging only when the full name of Haman.
3 times.
Yes.
This custom. Haman ben Hamdasa Ho'agogi. It says that 3 times. 4 times it says it? Okay, Rav Tezner writes that
once in Ashur, it didn't go over.
You're not allowed to be mevatel the minuk, but if you have to be memayid because it gets out of hand, 3 times. Don't do less than 3 times. A hanhaga toiva, Chazal tell us, is done 3 times, and it fits perfectly into the Megillah. The first time is Haman ben Hamdasa Agagi. The last time is Haman ben Hamdasa Agagi, and if you count exactly, the middle time is also Haman ben Hamdasa Agagi. Let's go further in the bottom. Umbabalim.
Zeresh.
No. Zeresh, you don't want to get started with the women. Don't start up. That's right. She was the worst. Rabbi Shur, this past Sunday, he said over a very interesting word about Zeresh. He said there was a Bachar. He was a 16-year-old Bachar. I don't know who this Bachar was. He was Nifter on Purim. Or the day after Purim, we went to a coma. I don't know how long ago this was. He didn't say. And this Bachar's father told Rabbi Shur that the last thing that he told his father, he was at the Sudas Purim, this young boy, 16 years old, he wasn't feeling well, and he told his father he has to go to sleep now, he's not feeling well, but he wants to tell him a Vart before he goes to sleep. And that was the end. And what was the Vart? Why do we clap for Zeresh? Why in the Shoshanas Yaakov do we say, Aruda Zeresh, Eishes Mafchidi? What was so terrible? What did she do? She gave him some advice. She told him, what did she do? She told him that go and prepare. He came home and he said, I can't live with myself. Everything, I'm on the top of the world. There's one Jew, Mordechai, lo yichrav lo yishtachave. What should I do? So she said, so go get it, a piece of wood, go to the teva, there's a piece of wood, 50 amos, and go hang him up, and you go to Achashverosh and get permission to kill this one Jew. That's her claim to fame. That was her advice. So why does she deserve such a grace of klala? Okay, so you could say she deserves a klala. So he said, I guess this is based upon Midrashim, is that it's not tsugipast for Haman, the Mishnah Lamelech, the vice president, to go to the king in the middle of the night to tell him, I want this one Jew, one nothing. Who is Mordechai? He sent out Sharan. He wasn't an important person. I want to kill this person. A hush of a person that the upper echelons of government, it's not lefi kevoidai to do the dirty work. To go to the king, get permission to sign the documents, to get him, to make the gallows himself, to do all. It's not lefi kevoidai. Zeresh told Haman that you have to humble yourself. You have to be machni, you have to break your midas. You have to shatter your dignity, break your midos in order to do an avera. There's nothing worse than that. When a person has good midos, he has good midos, and you break a good midah. This is a good midah. Haman had a good midah. That's what he was saying. A good midah of, I'm a dignified person. And I'm an ish mechubad. And an ish mechubad doesn't do. Zokain ve'ein lefi kavoidai. This is a good thing in Chazal's eyes. Zeresh says, Zokein ve'en l'fi kvoidei, but to do an Avera, it's Kedai. It's Kedai to do an Avera even though you're a Zokein ve'en l'fi kvoidei. That is such a terrible thing, that is such a poisonous hanhaga, that she deserves Aruda Zeresh. It's a very interesting idea. It's a very deep idea. Rabbi Shur said this over on Sunday in the name of this boy. The name of this boy is Sifsaisov Davis Bakhever. Okay, let's go to the... Let's go. We don't bang by Zeresh. Do you bang by Medina? Over Chol Medina, you bang by Medina? In Satma, they bang by Medina. Over Chol Medina, Medina.
They do better, they write a letter to... Well,
in Boston, they go. They have a minug. They when they say Alkein Kari Geras Alkein Kari La Yomim Hoele Furim Al Shem Apur. So they all go. Oh, it's a snobbish thing to do. It's like, oh, that's why it's called Purim. Ah, because the poor. Then there was like a litzana. The name litzana. So then we go, oh, you have to tell me the reason why it's called Purim. Shema. We know why it's called Purim. It's not a nice thing to do, but that's what they do. Okay, the other jokes. Let's go further.
That's what it says when he says Hebrew poor, who are the rabbis who translate the word poor is the what do you call it, a Farsi word
for garol. Well, we learn from the Malbim. We learn from the Malbim that a garol is when you go up, and a poor is when you go down. Different mahalach. Okay, let's go further in the bottom. Ba'alum ma'hakos haman. Ayin ramah. V'ein levatel shum minok. This is the only place. This is a fascinating topic. A fascinating topic. The only place the entire Shulchan Aruch with Ramah makes such a comment. You're not permitted to be mevatel a Jewish custom. If there is a minog yisrael that is established, it is forbidden to mevatel a minog yisrael. The only place where he makes a comment is regard to mevatel ma'hakos. Someone,
what is it? What's Simon Teratz about?
It's about the Hilchos Purim. Hilchos Purim. Rules of Purim. The Ein Levatel Shum Minok. Uvamogin Avram. Hevi Mi Maharik. The Ibn Nimsa Maminik Be'eze Poisek Ein Levatlo. You're not allowed to abolish a Minok. The Afilu Yesh Bo Eze Tzad Isser. Even if there's a prohibition. For example, I'll give you an example which we don't do. What?
Dressing up.
Shadnes. Are you allowed lo silbash gever silas isha? You're allowed, on Purim, a man is allowed to get dressed up like a woman as long as it's not 100%. As long as it's only 95%. You can still tell that he's a man. And you're allowed to wear shadnes dirabanan. Shadnes. Exactly. And it's a minuk. Let's go further. The gam hodam we know minuk oigra halacha. This principle that a minuk is oigra halacha hainu im Hainu im bonui al kolponim al hapiska al hapsikta uvidoimev hu minug shnisyasin al yidei the seeking. It has to be only where you know that has been established by the people from the previous generations. Avul minug shein loy raya min atoira ein elabitoya ayin sham. But of course, there are certain minhagim which are shtusim, shtuyot. Minug is osios gehenim, which means two things. Number one, that a minug shtus is gehenim. You'll go to gehenim for following a minug shtus. And on the other hand, if you mevat will minug kadmoin, then the punishment will be gehenim. Uvachasam soifer kosev al mash amar. We don't listen to. He's saying over here. The Chassam Sofer says that we are mevatel. It's a connected halacha. Now it's not so pashuk. Like I told you, shadnez derabanan. There's a heter to wear shadnez derabanan as a costume on Purim. It's brought down such a thing on not deraisa. Shadnez derabanan simchas Purim. You can wear shadnez derabanan. Getting dressed up as a woman as long as it's not 100%. The kvar dochalei aprichodashi. This berais berusi disagrees. If his mom, she found a nigg which is connected halacha. It's also the chay near mishut harivosh simin reishon vav the ayin mishut yavin nevoyas bedinei minog v'chuva bevischi tshuva ayin shav ayin das torah b'ashakasub oyd bedinei minog. By the way, yesterday was released. Not yesterday, this week was released a new sefer by Harav Baruch Simon. He's a rashiv in YU. Fascinating new sefer on Minhagei Yisrael. Unbelievable sefer. So I heard that it's selling like hotcakes. They can't even keep enough in stock.
By YU Press?
No, privately. He put out already, I think, a Chamish Chumash Torah. Imre Baruch. He put out on Chumash. And now he put out a sefer on Minhagei Yisrael. I heard it's supposed to be a phenomenal sefer. Okay, let's go to the next halacha tesvav. Mi sheyesh lefanav megillah psula oichumish lo yikra im hashliach tzibar. If you have in front of you a non kosher megillah, it's very hard to have a non kosher megillah. In order for it to be non kosher, it has to be roif, the majority. It's like a sefer Torah. The majority of the megillah has to be pasul. Try to find me a megillah that was once written that was kosher, and now the majority is pasul. It's very hard to find such a megillah. Obviously, it's not mechuder, and you don't want to go use it as the Baal Kriya, but you don't have to worry. It's okay, but if you have mamash and megillah that's psula, or it is or a chumash, or it says lo yikre mashliach tzibur, you should not read along ki im hu kore ina yochul lechavim l'shma min hashliach tzibur. If you're reading, you cannot have kavanah to listen. You can't do both at the same time. You can't read, you can't listen. The afilim im yichavim shema yishma acher mashu kore v'lo yichavim l'kriyas hashliach tzibur, because maybe you're going to disturb someone else, and your neighbor will be listening to what you're saying and not listening to the shliach tzibur. V'kein lo yisayesh shem adam bal peh l'shliach tzibur. No one should help out the shliach tzibur. V'kein and ish Yehudi hoya b'shushan habira. And the last pasuk is what's the last pasuk? The very last pasuk. Ki Mordechai haYehudi. The four pesukim that we always cite together. Oysan arba pesukim gula shayimim laakol b'kolam tzarach hashlech tzibor lachzor ulekroisa mitoch megillah kshera. The Baal Kriya has a very great responsibility to wait until the tzibor is quiet to read those last pesukim. Halacha tes zayin. Mi shekvar yotza b'kriyas megillah v'kori lehoytzi acher. You went to shul. You yotze. You come home, and your wife wants you to lain for her, or your child, or a neighbor. Im ze shehu tzarach lotzes yodei. Let the other person make their own brachas. You should not make the bracha for someone else. Let them make the bracha. The Kitzur says that if you're learning for a woman, she can make the bracha herself. She don't have to make the bracha for whatever reason. He says here that you should make the bracha, but the point he's trying to make here is that it's a different bracha. Lechatchil will be passing that the it's not mikra megillah. The mikra is l'shmoya megillah. Notice he does not say l'shmoya mikra. He says l'shmoya megillah. A lot of these things are subject to debate. There are different opinions in these matters. Halach yedzayin b'shabbes mutarim l'tatal sa megillah. It's not muksa. A megillah is a sefer. It's not muksa. We mentioned before that you should first wash netilas yodayim. Before you touch a megillah, it's a sefer kodesh, you're supposed to wash your hands negelvasa, like washing for bread or washing for negelvasa, either or, because the megillah is kodesh. Shtam yodai shrius, you should not touch, you're allowed to touch it. It's not like a sefer that you can't touch. You can touch it, but you should at least wash your hands. So,
afterwards also?
What do we mean afterwards? Not afterwards, no. Why afterwards? That's your hands become the other way around. A sefer Torah, you touch, you become tamei. So you have to wash afterwards. If you touch a sefer Torah, you're right. You become tamei. You have to wash after you touch a sefer. You have no business touching it to begin with. If you by mistake do touch it,
sefer Nevi'im,
same thing. Sefer Nevi'im also have kedusha. You're not supposed to touch them.
But ksuvim is different.
Ksuvim, same thing. All sefer kodesh. You're not supposed to touch them. You're not. We don't have any ksuvim. We don't have. We have rus. Oh, you're saying. Oh, so you're saying that you're asking a good question. You're asking that what about shuls that lain the chamesh megillah is from a cloth, so they're touching it. They're touching it. So maybe I'm making mistake. Maybe it could be that all megillahs don't have kedusha. They're allowed to touch. Only neviim. The minig is not to have an atzei chayim on a megillah, which we discussed is not so simple. The Gra says you should. And so I saw more things that the reason why we don't do it, one of the, it's very bizarre, is because it's a very big, you only have one. A sefer Torah requires, it's called a sefer, you have to have two atzei chayim. A megillah, you're only supposed to have one etz chayim. But the problem is we don't know where to put the etz chayim. Should you put the etz chayim in the front or put it at the end? And therefore you can't do both, because if you're going to do both, then it's going to be like a sefer Torah, which is wrong. So you only put one, but we don't know where to put it. So mamela, the meaning is we don't put it at all. The Sfardim do have, they have one etz chayim in the beginning, and there are people that have even two. There are different. They say that in the Rabbi Yashiv, but Seif Yamav, he asked that they should put an etz chayim on his megillah. He wanted to have an etz chayim, one etz chayim on his megillah. So they're different. It's not, it's for whatever reason we don't do this. It's not so clear why we don't do this. You have a Gra Megillah, right? 11 line Megillah. Did you ever see a Gra Megillah with Atzei Chaim? But the Gra did have Atzei Chaim Mitzvah. It could be even that too. Gra's has a discussion about this thing. Let's go further. Halacha, so Yud Zayin b'Shabbos, it's not muksa. Mutar mutatlas megillah b'mikol mokom imchal putim b'yamalef ein lahavi b'Shabbos megillah lebesakneses hachana. You may not bring the megillah to the besakneses on Shabbos hachana. Afilu be'ir shu mukeb musukenes be'eruvin. Even though there's no issue of erem, you should have mechin b'Shabbos lechoil. Halacha Yud Ches, tzibur she'ein lohem shliach tzibur l'shiyachol likros megillah im hataamim karoi. We don't have a good shliach tzibur, good balkriya. Yachol likros kam b'loy tamim. You can learn without. Without the trap, rak sheyikra es hatevos kiroy shelo yishtanech inyan. You can make mistakes as long as the word you say does not change. It doesn't make a difference. Say shushan or shushan, nezek the nezek. What do you say, Rabbi Shmuelovsky? Say nezek hamelach or nezek hamelach.
I say
nezek hamelach. I once slain the nezek hamelach. I almost got a heart attack. There was a guy there that screamed out on the top of his lungs, "Benezek HaMelech." And that was the first time I never knew that there was a chiluk gear sois. Benezek HaMelech, Benezek HaMelech.
Hege and
Hege. Hege, Hege, Shushan, Shushan. The very end of the Megillah is an S and an S. S and S. There are a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of them. So what do you do? What do you do? Okay. What? Chavivas. Then there are Kriv Chsivs. Ki Amram. Okay, in the Megillah it says Bi Amram. So Me'ikar Hadin, you don't repeat it. Me'ikar Hadin, you just say Vahi Ki Amram. Some people, they don't know this. They think that in the Megillah you're supposed to repeat everything twice.
Well, there is one that you always repeat.
No, then you repeat Lahashmid, Laharog, Lahashli Hashmid. And then there is the Beis and the Lamed. What's the other one? No. Okay, there's another one where you repeat the expression twice. There's a Shilas, the Beis or a Chaf.
Yes.
A Beis. Then there are Deba, then like this La Yehudim. No. Kisholcham is a Krivichsev.
No.
The Krivichsev. Kisholcham, Bishol. It says in the Megillah with the Beis. It's written with the Beis. We pronounce it with a Chaf. Me'ikar Hadin. You don't repeat that word. You just do the way it's supposed to be said by He Ki Amram Yom Yom. However, the Poskim said that even though when you lay on the parsha and the Torah, Hamishkum Shetorah, I'm fine, you never read what it says in the Sefer Torah. You only do the Kri. But by Megillah, there's something called Chavivus HaMegillah, a principle, a halachic principle. Amishum Chavivus HaMegillah, Yesh Nehagim, to read both. Vayihi Be Amram, Yom Yom, Vayihi Ki Amram, Elav Yom Yom. So some indeed say the word both. But they don't do it for every word. Like I said, like Yehudim, at the end of Megillah, it's like Yehudim, it's spelled like Yehidim. What? There's a mixture of an extra yud, a vav, something like that. I don't even remember. A vav and a yud, two yuds. So that no one does. No one repeats that word. You read it the correct way. La Yehudim, you don't do La Yehidim.
That's where you come from.
Where you come from. Okay. But here it says
Lifnehem
and Lifnehem and Bifnehem. Lifnehem and Bifnehem. The Beis, you repeat the word. You repeat the expression twice. You don't have to repeat the entire pasuk. You know, in Yeshiva, they laid very slow. Very slow. And then, okay, so if you're going to Yeshiva, listen, that's all part of the deal. That's the way it is. But what it really gets you, it grates your nerves, is when you come to that pasuk and they repeat the whole pasuk. Come on, even and they repeat it slow, the whole pasuk. Those two psukim went, because there are mishudas, we'll discuss it. Rav Moshe says you really shouldn't. Many people, you should be dafka, not repeat the entire pasuk, you just repeat the expression. The expression, or the word, the expression, we'll discuss that soon when it comes to Zecher and Zecher, this week's pasuk. Let's just finish up a little bit of this halacha. You said Yoshaf, so you've changed it from Hoive to Ovar. Shocking! Look what it says here. Shocking! You're allowed to put in the Megillah Nekudos V'Tamim Shikra Kohagin. I've seen this. Yeah. I have seen this. Hard words. People have inserted dots, pencil dots. Yeah. Pencil dots. Yeah. We Yish, no, that we live in tradition, the kids of Shulchan Aruch. It's all from this. There are a lot of things people say today, unfortunately, the kids of Shulchan Aruch has been partially abandoned. It's a very sad thing. People learn today. It's coming back. It's definitely coming back.
Only
it's true. It's coming back.
Yeah.
But for a Tkufa, the Mishnah Brura, it's by the Yeshiva world. They don't touch it. They look at the Mishnah Brura, and even if they want something, the kids, they look Chaya Adam became also very popular. The kids fell to the side. And then there are a lot of people start asking a lot of questions. There are a lot of certain things that people we do. And people, why do we do this? And they start searching in the Mishnah Berurah. They can't find it. The Chayyim can't find it. And they say, it must be a mistake. And they start changing. And you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's the only place where it says something like this. Something like this. You look at a lot of the old Megillahs, they have Nekudas. And where did it come from? Because a lot of the person say, you can't do this. It's not the right thing to do. It says in Beferish. It says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Lachar, that's where it comes from. There are a lot of examples like this, where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, for many years, for 100 years, was dominant. And we just don't spend so much time on it today. And
we didn't learn.
You look at Shulchan Aruch.
And then when we got to the sixth grade, we started Chayadam.
But now it's Menga come back. Art school did a very fine job, 5 volumes, a phenomenal job. The footnotes they have from Rav Moshe, a lot of Piskei Halacha from Rav Moshe, which has really opened up the Kitzra. And the Piskei Tshuvas, they put out 1 volume. It's a light selection. He also enhanced the Kitzra Shulchan Aruch. But maybe, who knows, maybe some more work. Dirish, that would be a great project for them. They already finished the Mishnah Berurah, so it would be a fantastic project for them to put out. The Kitzur, Dirshu, you know, they put out, Dirshu competed very much with, Meicher Svarm told me that Dirshu, to a very large degree, replaced the Piskei Tshuvas. Not replaced, it used to be they couldn't sell enough copies of the Piskei Tshuvas. You know what the Piskei Tshuvas is? It's an addendum to the Mishnah Berurah. And ever since Dirshu came out with their 6 volumes, it took them many years to put out the 6 volumes of the Mishnah Berurah with their addendum. So a lot of people, they only buy one thing, they buy the Dirshu. All right, let's go further. Let's finish up with halacha. We call them last one. We begin the kudos with time with shikur kaigin. Kevan shushas hatchak. Better have dats and read from chumash and b'lachash. The cave on since zeh hakori mitoch chumash afilu hu korei b'lachash any yochel lechavin daita shishma b'mishlech tzibor. If you're going to read b'lachash, the cave on zeh hakori mitoch chumash afilu hu korei b'lachash. Ain a yochel lechavin daita shishma b'mishlech tzibor. You're not going to be able to listen to shlech tzibor. V'nimset shirik shakor rak mitoch chumash ain a yoytzei. He's not going to be yoytzei. V'imira kain tzarch lachsev l'shama mitoch megillah kasher. If you go and you don't listen properly to the megillah, you have to hear the megillah all over again. Okay, let's just see on the bottom. We'll stop. Halacha on the Yud Aleph. On the bottom it says v'im chalpur b'yom aleph ayin b'megadim. V'im chalpur b'yom aleph pasha d'yosel lekos m'bayom. If it falls on Sunday, you're not allowed to read the Megillah. We learned this yesterday. You're not allowed to read the Megillah before it gets dark on Shabbos. The Ein Kardim Megillah b'Shabbos v'yatzeis takachav yesh isur melechas Shabbos. There's an isur of doing melacha. Of a mishpat says zav mitzadid lahatir likras Megillah kardim tzeis takachav kesheish hechruch the oines godol. If you have no choice, you can learn the Megillah after Shkia before it says Sakri Chavim on Shabbos. Or Morgan Avraham Mashma the Itzarchin Ayin Sham Oid Kasa Pimagodim the Imchal Purim Be'erev Shabbos the Ira Oines Shleikaru Hamegillah Mebeod Yom. Purim is on Friday and it's already Shabbos. You makabel Shabbos. Yesh Likros Ben Ashmoshos. So you can learn the Megillah after sunset until Ben Ashmoshos. Like Shofar, you have the same thing as well. That B'dievet, you can blow the Shofar even after Shkia B'dievet. Okay, we'll stop here, take a short break, and then we'll talk about Parsha Zohar.